6:09 here on News Radio 92.3. Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. We have with us Superintendent for Escambia County Schools, Dr. Tim Smith. Dr. Smith, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. So I had originally intended to have you on the show to talk specifically about the question that we are all now familiar with that was asked of the students regarding their understanding of the policies and procedures manual that has gotten quite a bit of discussion over the last few days. And we will, of course, talk about that. But what people may not realize, in case they've missed us talking about it previously in this hour, is that now it seems connected to that question that there is there's been a request for an item to be added to the Escambia County School Board meeting tonight to discuss your termination. So we will talk about that as well. But let's start with this questionnaire. You announced yesterday in a press release that you were no longer going to be using this quiz or this question. But I have read not just the question that was shown on social media and on the news, but also the context, which very clearly the context of that question was to warn students about the dangers of sharing photos of themselves and the risk of violating criminal statutes if they do share any of that kind of stuff. So I think there's still questions about whether it was an appropriate question, of course. But can you maybe just talk briefly about the idea behind that whole question and that entire section of the test?
Yes, that question had come from a test that had been used for many years at a particular school, and there was never really an incident or question about the test, so it did have a track record at the high school. The question, certainly there was no malintent. The question was to bring about attention to how one thing can lead to another and create severe and unfortunate situations. And so I think you summed it up very well with the term warning. It's be careful getting involved in things that can lead to worse scenarios. And that question, that happened. You know, these types of situations, very unfortunately, they have happened in the past. And so I think the controversy centers around the language involved with it was a bit rough. And when it was applied to both high schools and middle schools, I think that's where the concern arose. So the steps taken for that the student rights and responsibilities information is disseminated and put out to our students and families. So we'll make sure that the information is put forth. And we will also conduct a full analysis of just how this all came about. So those are the two immediate steps that are being taken.
Yeah, so in connection with that, you decided you're going to discontinue it pending an investigation. And I thought it was interesting you mentioned that this had been used previously for several years without controversy. This is always a challenge, right, of how do you prepare students for the dangers that they may face at school, unfortunately, because of other students, and yet also not then expose them to things that might cause them trauma simply from being informed about it, right?
Right. And what generally has happened in the past, different schools at different levels have really taking on their own way of having students immersed into the infractions and so forth. So part of the background on this is we modified our student rights and responsibilities handbook this year. We took the infractions and we wanted to bring more clarity to them and also address repetitive behavior. So there's some new pieces embedded in the infractions that really address, you know, repeated misconduct of the same infraction. So that was all driven because we're hearing very clearly, and I think we hear on a national basis, that there's concern about student behavior in public schools. And so we want to make sure our schools are as orderly and as safe as possible. And we've taken steps to try to position our systems to do the best we can with that and to have a continuous improvement on student behavior.
We're talking to Superintendent Tim Smith, the superintendent of Escambia County Schools. Dr. Smith, tonight, as we mentioned before, there has now been an item added on to the school board's discussion agenda that would include terminating your contract. Were you surprised to see this show up?
Well, I think when you look at what's taken place with this situation, it seems like this would be an extreme step to take, not really a match with this recent controversy, which then makes me think that there are some pressures taking place. I certainly know that at the workshop last week, there were some individuals who presented from the community in public forum, and they called for my termination during their statements. So I think that has pulled some pressure in some way or some form. That's my best speculation at this point, and just seeing the surrounding environment of this controversial issue.
All right, and obviously we'll look forward to hearing what gets said tonight, both by those who might want you to be terminated and also, of course, those who might want to keep you, and your own comments about your track record and performance. Well, you know, I wouldn't ask you to do that this morning. That's what the whole conversation tonight is going to be about. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Superintendent Dr. Tim Smith, Escambia County Schools. In addition to the matters we've been talking about, Dr. Smith, there's a lot of other stuff going on with the school district right now. One is that the new charter school for PSC at Warrington is, if I'm not mistaken, is open and operating. Is that right?
That charter school is up and running. There are about 45 students was my last report on the number of students attending the charter school. So that is targeted for upperclassmen high school, the juniors and seniors, in a dual enrollment framework. So that has launched and is currently in action.
Yeah, I think it's a fascinating model, and I said this when the idea was first brought forward by Dr. Meadows, that, you know, building a charter school around the idea of dual enrollment specifically makes all the sense in the world. I know my own kids have been taking advantage of dual enrollment. We've got two of them that have done that so far. We have, in spite of a worker shortage, both bus drivers and teachers, and I'm sure across the spectrum of people, school has opened successfully. I know Santa Rosa had to make some dramatic changes to the way it did bus service. We're able to kind of get through all of that, and now still, despite the shortage, working out okay this semester?
Yes, we still have a bus driver shortage. We could use more bus drivers for sure, and we have modified our schedule last year and then a little bit more this year, where we have two elementary runs, a high school run, and then a middle school run. So that means four pickups and four drop-offs at the end of the day for a bus driver as opposed to the traditional three. However, we've been able to pull in enough bus drivers to fill those routes and have the base number of routes needed. It gets tough for anything extra, but we're up and functioning with those bus routes, which is a very helpful and a very, very helpful status for us, because we need to get our kids to school on time and home on time every day. And that was a tremendous challenge last year. So excited about that. Our human resources team, under the direction of Assistant Superintendent Keith Leonard, he and his team have done a magnificent job. They've traveled the southeastern part of the country, had job fairs, and actually, we were talking about this the other day. Our HR team has hired over 400 teachers. Our principals have hired that many teachers with HR, and that is a very large number. And we're very thankful for that. We still have some shortages because, as you know, in public education, there's been a lot of movement. A lot of people have left the profession, and then you just get some general mobility and retirement. So we still have vacant positions, but we're We're doing much, much better than we were in June, and our principals have done a magnificent job making their staffing work, and I'm really proud of them. They've been stellar, and they have their schools up and running. Our big emphasis was kids need a teacher.
Right.
We don't want empty, uncovered classes. So the principals had to adjust their schedules and class assignments and do what they needed to do to make it happen, and they've done a really great job with that.
Well, there's a lot going on. We obviously know that the Escambia Children's Trust has made their first moves to try to expand Pine Forest as a community partnership school. We've got, obviously, big changes going on next year at Warrington Middle School. And, again, tonight we're going to have, it looks like, a fairly robust conversation about whether the school board is going to have you continue as superintendent. I know you've always been available to me, and I said this when I welcomed you to Pensacola, and I'll say this now regardless of whatever outcome is tonight. Sir, I appreciate the work. It's a difficult job, and you know, it's been. I'm glad to know you, and whatever the result is today, obviously we look forward to taking care of our kids, and I certainly appreciate that the job is very difficult. Dr. Tim Smith, the superintendent for Escambia County Schools, thanks for spending some time with me this morning. I certainly appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and I'll always appreciate all that you do.